the set.
Camera speed.
Sound production, take one.
Action!
Welcome to the End of the Fangirls podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm Lexi, and we're two girls with a slight obsession of everything pop culture.
Today we're talking Halloween Ends.
Yeah. Well, like, Sam's going to be talking, and I'm going to be here.
Alexi's going to be agreeing.
Yeah. Was this, like, your most anticipated movie of the entire year? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Well, that kind of sucks.
Really fucking sucks. Yeah, if you don't know, if you can't guess, I'm a huge Halloween fan. It's my favorite horror movie of all time. It's one of my all-time favorite movies of all time. That was a lot of all times. So, I made Alexi watch the original Halloween, and since she liked it a little bit, I'm like, okay, so what are the chances I get you to watch the new trilogy so we can cover Halloween Ends for the podcast? So, we're covering Halloween for the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I kind of liked the first one. Yeah. Like, it wasn't bad. Like, I didn't,
no,
it wasn't
it's just,
scary,
it's
but
a product
it was very,
of its time.
Yeah. Exactly.
You liked 2018.
I liked 2018. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween really? Kills, I was like, this is somehow very chaotic yet boring. I just feel like so much going on.
There's a lot going on. I do like Halloween Kills, though. And I think it worked as a middle piece. I don't like the hospital stuff. Like, when I rewatch it now, I skip that. And I think that's a pretty popular opinion among Halloween fans.
Okay. Yeah, I could definitely see that because that was just really pointless. And I also just didn't like the fact that Lori was, like, hospitalized and in a bed for the majority.
That's what Halloween 2 is, and that's my favorite Halloween besides the original.
But, like, I've seen, at least when, like, I've seen parts of Halloween 2, and, like, at least Michael's chasing Lori throughout the hospital. It's
not,
like,
because they don't have any interaction in Halloween Kills.
They don't.
Except for in the alternate ending.
Which I didn't know they had an alternate ending.
I love the alternate ending. I'm so mad that wasn't what they did.
Okay, so now I need to go find that later.
Yeah. Okay. If you haven't seen the alternate ending, it's just spoilers, I guess, for Halloween Kills, even though it's been out a year, and why are you watching this if you haven't seen it?
La 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 la. I'm kidding. You can say it.
Karen, Lori's daughter, gets killed by Michael. I didn't actually think she died, but she did.
She should.
I was convinced she was going to come back. Yeah, Alexi's not a Judy Greer fan.
No, not.
But Karen dies, and then I think Lori calls Karen, and Michael answers the phone, and he's just breathing heavily into it, and Lori's like, I'm coming for you, you son of a bitch. And then she walks out of the hospital room holding the knife that Allison gave her. And it's so badass.
That would have been good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then again, now that we know how Halloween Ends goes, it wouldn't make any sense with what they decided to go with, because they didn't even acknowledge that at all.
Yeah.
I have, okay, yeah, spoiler alert, I didn't like this.
Neither did I. Like, I wasn't, I mean, what, my opinions really shouldn't matter, considering I literally started watching Halloween maybe 3 months ago.
But also, people are saying, they're like, the people who are mad about it are fans of Michael Myers, and, like, you're not a fan of really anyone in that, like, series. No. You're watching it because I asked you to.
Yeah.
So, like, the fact that you didn't like it and can admit, like, oh, yeah, this doesn't make any sense without having any emotional connection to it, I think just proves that it maybe wasn't the best decision to go
with.
No,
I, like, genuinely didn't pay much attention to anything.
No.
Because
this is only the second movie I've seen this year where I have wanted to check my phone in the middle.
Yeah, no, I was, like, doing other things. Well,
yeah.
And, like, I think I told you when I watched the 2018 Halloween, I was like, I was cleaning my room while watching it. And there was moments where I physically stopped and was watching.
Yeah.
Rather than Halloween Kills and Halloween Ends. Like, I, like, didn't care enough to, like, fully look up. Like, toward the end of Halloween Ends, I, like,
the end of Halloween Ends is what bumped it up to 3 stars for me. But it was going to get a 2.5.
I didn't even like
and I think the together. I think I know. I think the 2.5 was generous anyway that I was going to give it, but it was just like, I can't. It hurt me enough to want to give it that I'm like, I'm glad I could bump it up to a 3. But I do want to watch it again just to see, like, how I feel about it knowing it now and, like, knowing it doesn't live up to what I expected.
But. I forgot to ask my brother. My brother, like, liked it, and my brother is a movie buff, but he's not necessarily, like, a horror movie buff. Like, he'll pretty much watch anything. And he actually enjoyed it. He said they took some risks, and he thought the risk did pay off. I just, when you're doing something based off of such legacy characters, focus around the legacy characters.
Also, when you're making a movie that is, all your promotion relies around, oh, this is the end of their story, the final battle. Shouldn't you actually give a final battle? That's longer than 10 minutes, if that. I don't even think it's 10 minutes. The last 15 minutes of the movie. They're in the last 15 minutes of the movie.
I don't even know when Michael got into her house. I, like, just...
There's a scene of her seeing... Oh, I guess that would have been a day before or something like that. She sees Corey and Allison go up the stairs. And then you see, like, her standing in front of the house. And there's, like, you're seeing it from Michael's point of view. Because you can, like, see him duck behind a tree. But I don't know when he really gets into the actual house.
Oh, no. Completely missed that. Maybe I'll give it another rewatch and change my rating another time, but I don't feel the need to rewatch anytime.
That's what I said. I'm like, this is one I don't even want to rewatch. And I thought, like, everybody was like, who I told I was going to see it, they're like, oh, I want to see that too. I'm like, oh, I'll go see it again. Like, no problem.
Yeah.
I don't want to. And that's another thing I want to say, though, when you were saying that your brother said that it took risks. It did.
Yeah.
They're good. That's the thing. That's my issue with it. It's a good movie overall. It's not good as the end of a trilogy. No. It's not good as a farewell to Laurie.
No, it's not.
That's what bothered me the most. It's a great farewell to Michael. He can get the fuck out. But, yeah. Wasn't happy with that. You good?
My brother... We are following each other on Twitter first of time. His account got deactivated. I'm trying to find his old account to see if it's on there. But I don't know what his old account, new account is. But continue to talk, Sam, while I attempt to figure this.
I don't really know what to say. Like, I don't know whether we should go beat by beat because...
No, please don't go by beat. Just talk about how shitty the fucking boy was. Because
he gives a shit, I don't know. Yeah, so I think even in like last week's episode or the week before, I probably said it a few other times too, that I'm going into this with very low expectations.
Yeah.
Because the first trailer looked great, but then they had a synopsis come out and they're like, oh yeah, it's going to focus on Corey and how he's being framed for like murder, like being called a murderer, all that. And I'm like, okay, that sounds interesting. But then it just became, like, then another thing came out saying that he was going to be a copycat killer and, like, going to be an accomplice to Michael. And I'm just like, why? Like, I don't entirely understand that choice. So I went in with, you got it?
I found my brother.
Did he say anything?
Keep going. I have to find it.
Yeah, so I went in with, like, very low expectations, but I'm like, I want to enjoy this. So, like, I went in with an open mind, but, like, wasn't expecting to love it. I was not expecting to be as disappointed as I was.
Yeah.
And that's what you said when I told you. I'm like, it's not good. And you're like, but you knew it wasn't going to be. I'm like, no, but I didn't expect to be angry leaving.
Okay.
They didn't kill Lori, though. That was my biggest fear. At one point, she does get choked, and I'm like, she's fucking gone.
I mean, I think the one part where I fully paid attention was when she was about to kill herself. I was like, absolutely not.
Right? I'm like, this absolutely is not how not happening. Going out.
And then she was like, you really think I was going to fucking kill myself?
Yeah. Also, I can't remember if it was my mom or my dad. I feel like it was my mom who said when she's standing over him in the grinder thing, she expected Michael to like lift his hand up and pull her down with him. and then they both die. My mom's like, that would have been like a crazy ending, and that would have been something nobody saw coming. I'm like, I would have hated that, but like also they wouldn't have butchered her character that way because she'd be dead. I would love to know.
My brother's Halloween top five.
Yes.
Halloween. Halloween 20. Yes, the original. Okay. Halloween 2018.
Okay.
Halloween 2.
Oh.
Halloween Town 4. I'm
Halloween Town, the one featuring Michael Myers.
That would have been incredible. Halloween 4.
Okay.
And Halloween Ends.
Wow.
Yes, that's...
So my top five would actually be Halloween... Halloween 2, Halloween H2O, Halloween 2018. Those are two are interchangeable, though. And then 4 or Kills, I'd say.
Okay. Sorry, I just completely, like,
cut. No, it's okay. 4 is, like, I'm shocked he actually put that one on there. But, like, that one's just fun.
I will say, this photo's pretty iconic.
Yeah, did you see that Julian showed up?
Yes, I did see it. I was like,
I thought of you immediately. I was very happy. I was also very surprised that that one lady from Kills came back, who got like
that, that was like
through the neck. I'm like, no way you survived that.
No.
I mean, like, good for you. I'm glad you did. I liked you, but good lord, how? Because she looked pretty darn about to die. Yeah. We're talking about Corey.
Oh yeah, Alex just didn't care about.
I guess we kind So I guess we kind of have to give a little bit of context for that then. Yeah. So it opens. So with Halloween Kills, it took place, like it started. No, it did start with a flashback to 1978, which was fine. But then it picked up immediately after where 2018 ended. And I feel like maybe they should have done the same thing here.
Wait, you say that confused. Again? I just kind of blinked for a sec.
Halloween Kills, like, started with a flashback to 1978, just to, like, show that that's whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, and then it showed Alice and Laurie and Karen in the back of the truck.
Yes.
On the way to the hospital. So, like, it picked up, like, the same
literally, where, okay, yes.
Yeah, and I wish that's what they, I think they should have done that here, at least for a portion of the movie. Because with everything that happened, like, yeah. Sheriff Brackett died, who was Annie's dad from the original.
Yeah.
Marion died, who was from the original. Tommy died, who Laurie babysat in the original. And Karen died, and we don't see a reaction from anybody to any of them.
That is so true.
Which is what I think bothered me the most. Like, we get a moment of Laurie, like, confirming that Michael killed Karen, being like, it's been 4 years since Michael Myers killed my daughter, mm-hmm. and, like, that's fine. And there's also a scene of her giving Allison their wedding rings, but that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Myers ruined your life 40 years ago, and now he just took the most important thing from you, and you're not going to, like, actually give us a scene of her reacting to it? Yeah, so then it goes on. I think it starts with the Corey stuff, which really threw me. But it says it's like October 31st, 2019, I believe. It is Halloween night of 2019, so this would take place a year after the 2018 version. And it's this kid named Corey, and he showed up to babysit. And this kid is kind of a little jerk. Like, they're watching scary movies together. I think they're watching The Thing. Which I think is really funny, because that's a John Carpenter movie. So I'm like, that's, like, a nice little nod.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's The Thing. But, so they're watching that, and then... I forget what the little shit goes to do, but he locks Corey out of the room. Or locks Corey in the attic, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he won't let him out. So then Corey starts, like, freaking out, and it's like, let me out. Like, I'm your babysitter. I kind of have to be... babysitting you. Then he starts kicking the door, which like
violently.
And he's screaming, he's like, I'm gonna kill you. And like, I get it, you're angry, but maybe don't yell that at a child, because that's of course when the parents walk in.
Yeah.
as he's screaming that, and then all of a sudden this fucking kid gets yeeted over the banister.
I was even more shocked that the banister didn't break, that he literally flew over
the banister. There was nothing. There was no sign of it except for blood on the floor.
Yeah.
Also, this entire time I thought Michael was coming in. Like, I thought they were being stopped by Michael.
That would have been so much better.
Right. Because I'm like, oh, this is how Corey's going to get, like, possessed by Michael or something like that. That was not the case. Instead, this kid gets yeeted over the balcony banister thing. His parents walk in, and then I don't even know what happens. Oh, yeah, then the police come, and he's like, it was an accident. They're like, yeah, we know, son, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And then it's 4 years later.
Huge time jump.
Or 3 years later, I guess, technically.
Right. Yeah.
But, don't love that there was a time jump.
No.
I don't think it worked. Because, I said, with how many people that she knows and how many people Allison knows, Allison lost also her boyfriend, and her boyfriend's dad saw her boyfriend violently die.
Yeah.
Her mom died, her dad died, all of her friends died.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's just no mention of anyone's trauma to that night. And with how much Jamie Lee Curtis was doing promo on this and being like, it's about trauma. It's about trauma. It's deeply about trauma. Like, there's a whole meme about it.
But there was no trauma mentioned.
There was no trauma. Then again, I'm not someone who has dealt with the kind of trauma they have, so maybe they were dealing with it. Maybe. But this is not the same characters that we met in 2018. And I get it, it's 4 years ahead. But
was the time jump even, fully necessary? Like, they just did it to do it? Like, there really wasn't an explanation as to why?
I don't even know. Yeah, because...
I feel like the only reason why is Corey. Like, did he serve jail time? Like, was this post-jail?
Yeah, I think he avoided jail.
Okay.
So maybe, My other thing is, I feel like with COVID, they put... It was supposed to go 2018, 2019, and 2020 was when the movies were supposed to be released.
Okay.
So 2018 happened. Nothing came out in 2019.
Uh-huh.
Nothing came out in 2020. So they had a lot of time to rewrite these. So I have a feeling the Corey thing was just pulled out of their ass.
It probably was.
It feels very not put together. But also, I feel like Halloween Ends was Halloween Kills was filmed pretty quickly.
Okay.
I don't really remember, though. But I remember Halloween Ends being filmed because I was following that very closely. But I don't know. I just feel like something went weird there and they changed their minds because I just don't feel like this was what they had planned from the beginning.
It just doesn't feel like it.
No. And people are saying it doesn't feel like a Halloween movie. I agree and disagree to an extent because this feels more like a movie like number 5 and 6. Because in number 5... Jamie, who is Laurie's daughter, whatever, it's confusing, has a telepathic bond with Michael and can, feel when he's close or is going to kill somebody. So, that part kind of makes sense. And it does feel like a Halloween movie in that sense, but it does not feel like a Halloween movie that fits in with the other two. And that's just my biggest issue with it, is that this is not how you finish out a trilogy.
Absolutely not. I just had a question that I completely forgot.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I also just feel like this could have honestly been Kills.
Yeah.
This felt like a middle entry.
You know it did.
Minus the last 20 minutes, it felt like a middle entry. And also, I was thinking about it, and, this and Kills are kind of very similar movies in a way.
They are.
The whole mob mentality thing that they get on the psychiatric patient, thinking he's Michael, and then the way they treat Corey in this, no one will hear him out, no one, wants to listen, they just assume he's evil.
Yeah.
And like that, and then how it kind of just doesn't really focus on Lori at all. They're very similar.
Literally. That's why I wanted to, like, watch this trilogy, was because I just wanted to see Lori and Michael, and, like, I didn't get it.
No. Like, we got that in the first one. The first one has a really, really good showdown between them.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on for a while. I'm pretty sure the last half hour of that is just them literally beating the shit out of each other.
Yes, I think it is.
This one, they beat the shit out of each other for maybe 5 minutes. And then Allison comes in and saves them.
Yeah.
Also, Allison is not likable enough in this to lead it. It worked with her as the final girl in the first one.
Yeah.
Because, like, that just worked. She was a high school kid. Yes, the high school kids are going to get targeted. That's how this works. But it just didn't work here.
Was she, like, supposed to be, like, really old in this? Like,
that's the other thing that's confusing me. She's working at a hospital?
Yeah.
And it's only 4 years in the future. There's no way she finished school. Like, is she just there as, like, a thing? Because everybody else, like, she wanted to get the promotion. She thought she was getting a promotion. I'm, like, pretty sure it takes more time than that to become even a nurse? Question mark?
Nurse is 4 years.
Okay, I guess so.
But...
also, like, how logical is it that she was going to go to school immediately after her friends and parents died?
It's so true. So true. I would have taken time off.
Also, she had, like, a broken leg by the end of Halloween Kills.
Yeah.
No, this wouldn't make any sense because she would have been in her senior year in 2018. Because it was only October. And they were going to school events. So then she wouldn't be going to school until, yeah, like...
she wouldn't be in college. She wouldn't have been graduated yet.
Oh my god, that bothered me so much throughout the movie. I'm like, okay, maybe it makes sense. It doesn't make any sense. No,
it doesn't.
Fuck me, I hate this movie. Anyway. So, Corey is being, like, accosted by these bullies at the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where he meets Lori. They call them both, like, I think a psycho and a freak. Or something and a freak.
Yeah.
And then Corey's like, which one am I? Which one are you? And then they kind of, like, have a little banter. And he had fallen and landed on a glass bottle. And, like, had his palm sliced open, which was so gross. So then she ends up taking him to the hospital to meet Allison. She just really wants to hook them up. So that starts up a little romance for them. And that's about where the movie starts to die.
Yeah, no, really.
They were doing decently well up until that point, I feel like. Because, like, movies have a slow start.
Always.
I don't know why they went with this. Because, yeah, so him and Allison start having, like, a little thing. And then one night he's walking home from a party, I think? Or just walking home, and he runs into the bullies again. Because him and Lori slashed their tires. That was another thing. And they obviously knew it was them. Because they stuck around.
They're so stupid.
Every time they fucked with these people, they stuck around to see them react to it. I'm like, that's... maybe not what you do, but whatever. So he, like, meets up with the bullies again, and they end up fighting, and they throw him over the bridge.
Yeah.
Which I thought was going to be way higher of a drop than it was.
Yeah.
It was not.
Still wild.
Yeah, like, right?
Oh.
But so then he's down there. And he gets dragged into a sewer pipe, like Pennywise. And then wakes up in there and finds Michael, who has apparently been living in the sewers for 4 years without killing. Tell me how this makes sense.
It doesn't.
This is a man who crashed a bus.
Yeah.
To escape, to kill people. But you're just telling me he's been living in the sewers for 4 years without killing people. makes sense.
Yeah.
There's also a homeless guy that just hangs out around said sewer, and Michael has not killed him. And I'm pretty sure he's been there a while. He's got a tent and everything. Like, I know tents are portable, but he seemed pretty cozy there.
Yeah.
I don't even know what happens. He starts fighting Corey and then lets him go? I don't even really know why. Don't think it was ever explained.
I guess it's kind of like, I think Lori says something that he can see it in Corey's eyes, so maybe Michael saw it too.
Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely weird, because Michael's never let anybody go.
Unless Michael gets the newspapers in the sewer and realizes who Corey is, and it's like, oh. Yeah,
the mailman just delivers
newspapers. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And
he must get a subscription to Haddonfield Gazette or something.
Yeah. So, like, maybe he recognized Corey. Like, oh, he likes to kill people. I won't kill him.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
You killed a kid? Bold, dude. I've only done that, like, twice.
Yeah.
So
maybe that's why.
Yeah, maybe. But then Corey leaves. And then eventually he comes back. I think this is around when Lori notices the, like, evil in his eyes or something like that. So he comes back and the homeless guy is like, oh, you get me that mask. Like, get me that mask. And then Corey kills him?
Yeah.
Or, like, hurts him in some way and brings him into the sewers.
Yeah.
And is, like, getting Michael to show him how to kill. He's like, show me. I'm like, I've never killed anybody, but I really don't think it's a science.
No.
Like, it looks fairly easy. I don't recommend it, but it doesn't look hard. I don't think you need a lesson.
No.
So that was strange. But then Michael seems winded at first. And like an old, like, crotchety old man who can't move. And then he starts killing the guy and he, like, surges up to full power. It's like he just was in some video game and ate a mushroom or something. I don't fucking know. It's so stupid. I don't even really know what happens after that. Then Corey just goes on a rampage.
Yeah. Does he actually kill anyone?
Yes.
Who?
Almost everybody.
Oh.
Yeah. Michael is responsible for 2 deaths?
Oh, wait. So, Corey kills, like, all, like, the people bullying him.
Yeah.
Okay, did see that.
Yeah, he steals Michael's mask at some point. He beats up Michael. And Michael just, like, lets him.
Okay.
Like, maybe Michael's got a little crush, I don't know, but it's very weird.
Feels very just out of place and not.
It's so out of character. Not a shot that this would happen.
No.
So yeah, he takes the mask and then he starts killing everybody. And him and Allison had actually already talked about running away together for some fucking reason. Because they also decided to destroy the relationship between Lori and Allison. Which was stupid because Allison was the only one who still liked Lori in the 2018 movie. So to ruin that now over a boy she's known 24 hours, maybe. Stupid. She probably has known him like a week in the span of this movie.
Probably.
It's so dumb. Yeah, then he starts killing people and it's gross. It's just, like, unnecessarily gross. I don't know if... Did you catch any of them? Okay, so he kills... Did you catch the radio jockey?
Yeah.
So, he kills him.
Yeah, okay. I was also very confused about the radio jockey.
What? He's, like, a true crime guy or something like that. Did you see him die?
Yes, I did see him die, actually.
Yeah, that was disgusting. I really didn't need to see that. I'm really glad I saw that coming so I could turn away.
Okay.
I don't need to see somebody's tongue be cut off. I don't really see the point in that unless it was to be, like, permanently silence him kind of thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but that was horrible. There's a head crunch. There's always a head crunch in this trilogy. In every single movie, someone has a splattered head.
That was Korn.
Hmm?
Did Korn's head get splattered?
No, one of the bullies did.
Oh.
She was, like, trapped under a fence. She got, like, run over by the truck, is trapped under a fence, and then he just curb stomps her.
Okay, I kind of remember that.
And then, yeah, he kills the other bullies, too. His friend, or one of the bullies, kills his dad by trying to shoot Corey, and then the dad gets in the way, which is very sad.
Don't remember that.
And then Corey goes and kills his mom.
Which, yes, I did see him kill his mom. His
fully mom understand weird. Why? His
mom kissed him with lips. Just like hard.
Right?
It's like, oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, no, that whole scene was weird. I don't really know why.
Yeah.
Filter, like, I guess she was strict, but, like, whatever. But then, yeah, so this is around the time, I guess we did kind of go beat by beat, but, like, not even really. But yeah, then this is around the time that Lori calls in a suicide. Because she finds out Allison is running away. So she's like, I'd like to report a suicide at this address, gives her address, and then loads a gun. Yeah, and my heart literally just stopped. I'm like, what are we doing right now?
Yeah,
like, we haven't even had the kitchen fight, and I know that's coming. So when is this going to happen? You can kill yourself later.
Yeah.
Not right now. You haven't been here long enough. Yeah, so then Corey/Michael shows up. He's wearing the Michael mask. Shows up, and Lori's like, did you really think I was going to kill myself, motherfucker? And then I don't even know what she does to him. They just start fighting.
Yeah. And which, then, did you know at this point that it was Corey and not Michael?
Okay. Yeah. He took the mask.
You did say that. I still don't know when, but okay. And
so I don't actually know. Just sometime when he was fighting him in the sewer, he stole the mask. And I actually really hate how much we see Michael's face in this trilogy. It's my least favorite part.
I just remember seeing it at the end. Clearly I didn't pay attention.
Yeah, the only time we've ever seen his face was in the original, and I think briefly in 4 or 5. Like, in the original, Lori actually pulls off his mask and you see him briefly.
Yeah. Like, it's for, like, a real hot sec.
Yeah, but after that, you don't see his face ever.
No.
So for them to take off his mask so many times in this trilogy is ridiculous. And I did not like it. It makes him not scary. Because the actual guy who plays Michael is actually, like, looks like a very nice guy. Yeah. So when you take off the mask of him, I'm like, you just look like a cute little man.
A cute little man.
Yeah. I mean, he's not little. He's very tall, very big, very strong. But, like,
is half of his face disformed or, like, burnt or something?
Yes, because he got trapped in the basement in the first one and it was, like, set on fire.
Yeah, but, like, it's Michael, so I just figured, like, he's never injured.
Yeah. Well, I don't fucking
also, know. Has he ever been shot?
He got shot in the original.
Okay.
That's how he got shot over the balcony. And then he shot again in number 2, but he gets...
Wait, so, like, how... Did he not go to hospital?
And he's Michael Myers. He doesn't need to go to hospital. Okay.
He's just living with bullets inside of him? That's
cool. Yeah. That's why everybody thinks he's supernatural. Because, like, how the fuck do you bounce back from this stuff?
Yeah.
He gets shot at... I won't tell you which movies these are in, but he gets shot at, he gets blown up, he gets his head chopped off, he gets blown up again, he gets ran off, like, he's on top of a vehicle and gets, like shot off of it. I can't remember the last one. Then I'm pretty sure he just gets set on fire. So they've done things that would very much make him die.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's very dead at the end of this.
Very.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but Corey and Lori have their fight. And somehow Michael ends up in the house. I don't remember when that happened.
Wait, so does Lori come on? Does she not have, like, a mask? I mean, when Michael comes in the house, is his mask not on?
No, she took it off of Corey. Or Corey took it off. One of the two. Because then they start talking and he's like, if I can't have Al... Oh, no, because she doesn't kill Corey.
Yeah, Michael kills Corey.
No, Corey kills himself.
When? How?
I forgot about this. There's so much going on and yet so little going on. So he falls down the stairs or something like that. He ends up on his back on the ground. Yeah. Lori comes down and he doesn't have the mask on anymore and they're like yelling at each other and he's like, if I can't have Allison, no one can, and then slits his own throat. And then Lori, or maybe he doesn't slit his throat, he like stabs himself in the chest. He does something, but anyway, Lori takes out the knife and is holding it and is screaming like, no, no, like, and then Allison walks in. Assumes Lori killed Corey. Leaves again. Okay, you froze for a second. Sorry.
Sorry.
And then at one point, Allison is by the train tracks and, like, just stops her car. And I'm like, are you going to kill yourself too?
Confused. I was like,
because, yeah, she stops right in front of them. She stops right in front of them, gets out, and then gets a phone call.
Oh, I thought...
And it's Hawkins saying, hey, where's Lori? We got a phone call phoning in a suicide. And then she turns back. But, like, was she going to kill herself over that? Like, I don't understand what was going on there.
It's such a clunky movie. I thought it had something to do with the radio station, like, the radio tower. I don't know why. I'm more confused listening to you explain this movie.
Yeah. Where was I?
Allison.
Yeah. So Allison is down at the
train tracks.
I don't know. Her radio goes out when she's listening to the radio jockey thing. Uh-huh. I don't know if maybe that does have something to do with it. I took it as like that was a suicide plan.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Just, like, I don't understand why else she'd be stopping outside the train tracks. But then she gets... Oh, I guess if you're going to plan to kill yourself by train tracks, you'd get out of the car. Never mind.
No, you can still park your car on the train tracks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That might give... They might notice that, though.
That's fine.
Yeah. This is not that kind of podcast. We're not giving you tips.
No.
But yeah, so then she, like, turns around because she gets that phone call from Hawkins. Which now, every time I hear Officer Hawkins, I just think of Stranger Things. It's lovely.
Yeah, who is Hawkins?
So in Halloween Kills, you remember the beginning 1978?
Oh, okay.
The guy who didn't shoot Michael.
Thank you.
Yeah, and him and Lori had a thing.
I think he was the dad, and I was like, I think he died, so I'm really confused.
Did he ever tell Lori that he didn't kill Michael? Did? Okay, yeah. I can't remember if he actually, like, said, like, yeah, it's my fault he's here.
No.
I know he, like, explained it to her. Okay, I was gonna say, I'm like, because if this girl's gonna, like, settle down with him.
I'm, like, 99.9% sure he was, like,
I think he did, too, but I haven't watched it in, like, a year.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Or since the beginning of the year, whatever. But yeah, somehow Michael ends up in the house, and Lori knows he's in the house. She can see him, hear him, sense him, something. So she sees him grab his mask, she goes into the kitchen, gets a knife, and then you're...
I'm not frozen.
Okay, you froze, I thought, for a second.
No, I'm just, like, listening to you explain
okay.
this.
Okay. But... This episode's chaotic. Yeah, then he hears her, like, footsteps squeak in the kitchen, and so he knows she's in there, and then they fight. Which is really good. I will say that was the best part of the movie.
Yeah.
The fight is very brutal, very scary. I never knew who was actually going to get the upper hand. Because, like, obviously Michael is way bigger than Lori. So I'm like, he can very easily take her. But, like, I'm like, no way they're going to kill Jamie Lee Curtis. Like, you can't kill Jamie Lee Curtis. But yeah. Also, this was her last movie, so there was nothing was off the table.
Yeah.
And then at one point, she has him, like, pinned to the counter, which, I mean, like, I guess, but, like, also, that wasn't ever going to hold him long enough. And then she, like, knocks the fridge down on him mm-hmm. to keep him pinned there, but then he shoots his hand out anyway, like, doesn't matter that there's a knife in it, and starts choking her, and I'm like, she's going to die. She's going to die. And then Allison comes in and saves the day, because apparently we can't have Lori alone for longer than, like, 5 minutes. But yeah, then they, I think Allison slits his throat, and then Lori starts giving this whole speech about whatever. I missed it. I was just kind of in shock.
Yeah.
And then she ends up slitting his arm from, like, elbow to wrist. And then Lori's like, oh, he's dead. And Allison's like, he's not dead enough. So what do? They tie this motherfucker up to the car. On top, they're just driving this dude around town. They get a whole parade.
A whole ass parade.
Yeah, Julian's there from 2018, which I was very happy about.
Yes.
I, like, clocked that immediately. I'm like, Alexi's gonna love this.
Yes, we love King.
He's the best character in this trilogy.
He is.
And then it has the lady from Kill, Sandra, I believe is her name. The lady who got the light in the throat.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she's there, just like the whole town of Hawkins, really. Or Haddonfield, sorry. Yeah, Hawkins is in my head now. it's on my sweater, but, you know, can't remember it's Haddonfield. So then they go to where Corey worked. And it's a dump yard. And there's a compactor thingy. And they they let Michael crowd surf. Everybody. It's so ridiculous. Everybody just stands in a line and they just crowd surf Michael over to this compactor. He's inside. And Lori stands over it. And I was so scared she was going in with him.
Yeah.
I thought she was either going to go in with him voluntarily or fall in.
Mm-hmm.
But no, she just watches him to make sure he dies. And they turn this on and he is grinded to a pulp.
Yeah.
Like, there's no coming back for that. Yes,
watching him actually go in that was pretty nice.
Right? Like, it was very satisfying. But, like, yeah. Like, just to, like, see him actually be taken down. But I'm like, ew. But, like, then again, like, how else are you supposed to kill this man who has taken bullets, who has taken baseball bats to the head at the end of the last movie? Like, he's been set on fire. He's been everything. Yeah. So you kind of have to just absolutely demolish him and turn him into liquid.
Yeah.
Okay, so actually, during this, when they have Michael on the top of the roof and they kind of just stop and they just look at each other, they hold hands and everything like that, I looked at my dad. I'm like, they're going to Thelma and Louise this. Like, they're going to pull a Thelma and Louise. You don't know the ending of it, do you? Do you want me to spoil it for you?
No, I don't. I actually do want to watch it.
Okay, so if you know what I'm talking about, I thought they were going to Thelma and Louise it. I do want you to watch that because you'll get what I mean.
Yeah.
And I was so terrified that was what was going to happen. And then they, like, grind him up. And I'm like, okay, I like that ending better because, like, that was not going to work. Didn't think that would work. Although he's already pretty dead, but can't trust it. But then it goes to November 1st, literally the next day, and Allison is already on her way out of Haddonfield.
It was literally the next day.
It was probably, like, not even 8 hours later. Like, the sun was rising as she was driving out of town. And she, you know, she just leaves her grandma, who just, you know, got rid of the monster who has been, like, haunting her for 40 years. Definitely has some trauma still. But yeah, let's leave her. So yeah, Allison leaves finally. It's about time. And then Hawkins shows up. Frank Hawkins brings Lori some vegetables because they had a cute little moment at the grocery store where she was like, you don't need any vegetables. So then he brings her an entire basket of vegetables. And then they sit on the front porch. And she's like, tell me about these cherry blossoms again. And that's it.
Yeah.
Sorry, there is a scene, she's giving a voiceover, and she's like, the truth is, evil doesn't die, it takes new shape. And then it ends with freeze frame shots, which I really hate.
Mm-hmm.
All just around her house. And then it just, the last one is her living room and Michael's mask on the coffee table. And I'm like, okay, are you leaving this open-ended because there's going to be a new Michael? Is she keeping this because it's been not even probably 8 hours and hasn't been able to get rid of it? I don't know. But it was not a good enough ending.
No, for it definitely her. Was not.
The movie, fine, whatever, but that is not how you say goodbye to the ultimate horror final girl. And I am so pissed about it. That's why I had to write an article all about it.
Yes.
And, yeah. I know that's what bothers me the most about it, is that I know Jamie Lee Curtis had so much say in these movies, and I'm shocked that she let them end her story like that.
Yeah. Like, you feel like she'd have a say, and, like, I don't know, it just, like you said, it felt very open, and just, it wasn't enough.
I know. And, like, being an open ending is fine, but not in this.
Yeah.
Movie. Not when you're ending a trilogy and saying it's the end.
Mm-hmm.
You literally call it Halloween Ends, but leave it open.
That's so true.
My mom has said that she's seen people say they think Allison might be pregnant, and then she's going to give birth to the next Michael Myers. Which I hope not.
No. Take it back.
Yeah, people just think there's going to be another Michael. I think, so in the end of the first one, they have a freeze frame shot of Allison holding the knife, and she stabbed Michael. So when that happened, me and my family were like, oh my god, she's going to, like, be evil next movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because this happened with number four, Jamie, like, touched Michael's face or something like that, and then she stabs her stepmom. Or okay. Foster mom, whatever. So, like, we're like, okay, so she has the touch of evil now. That's going to be the following story for the next one. And it wasn't. And I think they should have maybe done that with this one. Like, if they wanted to do passing on the torch of, like, evilness, maybe do that because she had all of the reasons to become evil.
Yeah.
I don't know. What else did I even... What did I... I gave the longest review I've ever given.
It was quite long.
Yeah. Even Macy, like, because she knows I love these movies, she's like, you only gave it 3 stars. I'm like, wait till you watch it. Where's my review? I haven't watched anything since I went and saw this. It just ruined my day. I won't read the entire thing because it's very long. Just trying to see if I said anything else.
Trying to find the one nice thing about
it. Okay. Yep. Yeah, I basically just said it doesn't really feel like a Halloween movie, and it doesn't feel like the closing chapter of the new trilogy. And that was my biggest issue.
Yeah.
I also said, had this been the middle entry instead of Kills, it would have worked better. But to market this film as closing the chapter between Michael and Laurie, and then barely giving them, especially Michael, any screen time feels pointless and like a waste. And someone else pointed out on Twitter that he actually has less time in the original 1978 movie than he does in this. But the difference is, he's still a presence in the 1978 movie. Even if he's not on screen, he's yeah. still stalking around, and he's just maybe not shown. He's not even, like, a presence in this.
No, he's really not.
Yeah, and then I also went off about how there was no mention of them, of Karen, or anyone else who died.
We don't care about Karen, so.
But it's just baffling that they didn't even...
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah. I don't know if I fully touched on the fight earlier, but I felt like it was just... Pinning him down with two knives just seemed so, like...
Yeah.
Like, not childish, like...
No, I get what you mean, though.
I also feel like Michael could have somehow broken that.
Like he did. He did.
Oh yeah, he did.
He like slips his whole hand out, and I'm like, hey, that obviously isn't gonna hold you. It was very weak compared to the fight they had in 2018 because she like blew his fingers off and
yeah,
locked him in a basement, set him on fire, did all this shit, and then this one she just pins him with two little kitchen knives. Not little kitchen knives, but he's a behemoth of a man. You're not keeping him down with that.
Yeah.
When he's it does it to other people, sure. Yeah.
I feel like I know. So was there really like a point to like Allison and Corey's relationship that besides the fact that he was evil and Lori wanted Allison to get away from him?
I don't think so. If there is, let me know. But I haven't seen anything. I can't honestly tell you a reason why they did it.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. And, like, other people have said, they're like, well, do you just want to move, like, a two-hour-long movie of Michael and Lori fighting?
Yes.
No. I mean, yes. But, like, there's other stories you can do that still includes that, that yeah. doesn't sideline them both.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, personally, this new trilogy ends with the 2018 one.
Yeah.
And my original canon is still going to be 1, 2, and H2O. Because that at least had a really good ending until it was retconned in Resurrection. But we don't claim Resurrection, so that's my ending.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I also just, like, I hate, people are getting mad and they're like, oh, it's just a movie, like, stop getting mad. I'm like, it's healthy to have discourse. It's okay if you don't like a movie. Like, it's not going to be something that everybody likes. And they're like, oh, no, you're being too complaining. This is, like, not a good movie in general, this series. I'm like, but it started off so strong.
It did.
That's what I think throws me the most, is that they did really well at first.
Yeah, this is what my brother said.
I'm excited.
Honorary
Eric. Appreciation on the podcast this time because last time he was actually on it.
Yes. He said, holy shit, Halloween. I'm just literally reading off his Twitter from like the second he's not watching the movie till afterthoughts.
Okay.
Holy shit, Halloween Ends was great. Michael Simons is a great cinematographer. I did think the cinematography was pretty good.
The cinematography was good.
So all those people murdered and kills didn't die for nothing. Okay. Right, just people didn't turn or die, period. But well, we can get on to that another time. the question you need to ask yourself is, do you want to see Michael Myers do the same song and dance for the 20th time, or do you want a good movie with these characters?
I want both, and I didn't get either of them.
Either one. Make no mistake, Halloween Ends is so fucking cheesy, but I'd rather that than the nonsense of Kills.
I like Kills.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Because it's fun.
Then she's...
That's another thing. In Kills, Michael takes down an entire fire department. He couldn't even take down a homeless man or a little puny 20-year-old.
It was, like, the point to show that Michael's age and, like, he's not the same person he was. And, like, they were supposed to pass the torch and it failed.
It like, was so stupid. Also, yeah. I hated how much you could hear him, like, huffing and puffing throughout this movie.
Yeah.
Like, you could hear him grunting when he was getting hit. And I'm like, I don't like that.
Yeah, that's my only guess as to why they did that. Someone replied to my brother's tweet saying, Kills was bad. And my brother responded, and I hate to say it, but Ends kind of makes it a stronger movie. All those idiots didn't die for nothing. They clearly left a mark on Michael.
Your mom.
I know.
There was no mention of them. How did they leave a mark? Oh, I guess when they get, like, beat up, when they beat him up at the end. But, like, it's been 4 years.
I mean, maybe that's why he's talking about the fact that he's winded and, like, that
he, maybe.
Yeah.
If that's what he's talking about, okay, I kind of agree, but.
Yeah.
if he's talking about, like, Karen and all them dying, I'm still bitter that they killed off Marion, because she was one of my favorites from the originals.
Yeah.
And this is the second time they've killed her, and I'm just very upset about it.
Yeah, and then he also posted the photo. He said the same thing again, but posted the photo of all them ganging up on Michael and, like, hitting him with the bite, the bats and everything. And then his friend retweeted this, saying, "One day society will admit how good this is. The day not may not be today. It might not be tomorrow. It might take a decade, but that day will come."
I can see that. I think it'll have its following. That's why I want to watch it again. Like, knowing what I know about it now. It's
so hard, too. Like, you hype it up for yourself so much. And, like, you're expecting, like, this amazing ending. And then, obviously, if that didn't happen, or the way that you at least wanted it to happen. So, like, I feel like you need to take a step back and, like, wait a while and then recess. But
I also don't think it helped that, like, Jamie Lee Curtis is the best promoter of anything.
Mm-hmm.
She hyped this movie up so hard.
She did.
And then
she definitely did.
I still kept my expectations low, but I had faith. And
yeah.
I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are there any good Letterboxd reviews I liked about this, though?
I gave it a 1.
Yeah, I know you did. Yeah, I loved your Michael getting a whole ass ding dong. The Witch's Dead parade was the hilarious icing on the cake for how this was a poor ending to a trilogy.
I was like, yes, don't take my opinion serious.
Also, King Brian, shout out. Said he gave it 2.5 stars, and he said the beginning and middle did not fit the movie, but the ending did, and I very much agree. Someone gave it 3 stars and said, "Well, evil dies tonight."
Yeah.
And then someone else said, can't tell you if evil did in fact die tonight, but what I can say is that my soul absolutely did. What the hell happened here? David Gordon Green started out so strong with Halloween 2018, giving fans a mean and a new brooding look at Michael Myers. Halloween Kills was at least fun and fucking gnarly, but also quickly became tedious with who is the actual monster narrative. But Halloween Ends, the movie that should have taken the mean yet nostalgic approach, takes an entirely different route. Something I cannot begin to fathom why they decided to do this. Giving a new character so much power in a final movie begs the question, is this even a Halloween movie, or are we watching something disguised as one? Being disappointment is an understatement. Whatever happened to simple yet effective slashers? Fans would have been fine with that, and after this, I think I would have settled for at least a good, boring movie with Michael Myers actually in it for more than 10 minutes. I have so many questions, and I feel I'll never get the answers. What a bummer.
Yeah.
What else did I like? Evil Died Tonight, along with anything resembling a good story. Effectively, the rise of Skywalker of the Halloween movies as this completely underwhelming end to a decades-old saga. Michael has gone from lean, mean killing machine to old friend zone sewer boomer, and why is he hanging out in that sewer? Who does he think he is, Pennywise?
No, for real. Someone said Jurassic World Dominion is back.
Yep.
Which I
except this one didn't even have Laura Dern and Sam at the end. You know, maybe it would have got a 0.5 star again if they had let Lori and the officer kiss. They deserved it. My personal favorite review, though, is Halloween Ends makes Halloween Kills look like Carpenter's Halloween.
I did see that one.
I'm like, that's brutal. That's all that I liked for reviews, but there was not a lot out when I did it because I saw it the day before it was actually supposed to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I feel like something happened in the time that they had between 2018 and this one.
Yeah.
There was 2-3 years between this and Kills. And there's 4 years, I guess, between this one and 2018. Or, sorry, 3 years between 2018 and Kills, and then 4 years between 2018 and Ends. And I just feel like they did some kind of rewrite.
Yeah.
They messed up something. I don't feel like this was their original plan.
No.
Because they also said they were going to add in COVID and have them deal with that. So they obviously did rewrites. And I'm like, what was the original idea you had?
Yeah. Put that one out instead.
There's also going to be extended scenes and deleted scenes released on the DVD. So I'm curious to see.
Yeah.
What they do.
Well, this review said the cinematic equivalent of a TV show spinning its wheels in the final season so they can give all the screen time to random annoying new characters. Also, it sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically. We'll say, Jamie Lee, you looked very pretty.
Sure.
There are a few times I wish I was watching this on, like, my phone so that I could screenshot. But, yeah. She also just seemed a little too happy-go-lucky, this movie. Yeah. It just didn't feel realistic. Like, I know she thinks he's gone, but it's been 4 years and he just vanished without a trace. Yeah. And you're telling me you're not living every day in paralyzing anxiety? Because I would be.
Yeah.
She waited 40 years while he was in a mental institution, thinking he was going to come and kill her. But he's on the loose right now, hiding somewhere, and you're not scared?
So true.
I don't even know what happened with this movie.
It really needs to be reassessed before filming.
I wonder if this even got a test audience, because I can't imagine who would approve it.
Right.
Yeah. But
Michael Myers' body crouch serves before being trash compacted, and I suppose. Wait, hold on. Okay. Michael Myers' body crouch serves before being trash compacted, and I suppose it's worth sitting through this to see that. Aside from that, what an insanely anticlimactic climax.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that parade, the crowd surfing.
That was ridiculous. Like, it makes sense because, yeah, that probably would happen. But why did he have to crowd surf?
Okay. This is the last one I'll read.
Okay.
This is the rewatch review.
Ooh.
Fuck it. I'll knock it up to 3. It's grown in my mind a bit. It's just the concept and direction is a solid 4, but the execution is like a 2. Also, the script is so rushed with forced arcs and random plot, desperate motivations. But besides Carpenter, I do think Breen is the best director in his approach to the franchise. The way the cold open is cut / edited is so sharp. He also gives Haddonfield a life that many of the sequels fail at, as their movies could be set in Randomville, USA. But it is also as stupid as it is smart.
I agree with that, though.
Mm-hmm. It's just, like...
Honestly, I wish they would have just maybe given it to Rob Zombie again.
Oh, God.
At least he has respect for the franchise, and he just made it his own.
Mm-hmm.
This... Something just went wrong.
Yeah.
And John Carpenter was, like, working on this with them. Like, I'm pretty sure he had input.
Yeah.
And he really liked 2018, so I don't know what kind of input he had on this one, or if he did.
Yeah.
But.
I don't want to compare this to Riverdale. But it's, like, one of those things that's very well thought out,
mm-hmm.
but just doesn't, it's not what they pictured it in their head.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure it's what they pictured, but it's not, like, what they think, if that makes sense. Like, Roberto thinks he has, like, fucking right mind and everything. He does amazing. But, like, it doesn't
flesh out.
No.
So, 2018 is, like, season 1 and 2 of Riverdale. Kills is, like, 3 to 4. And then Ends is, like, 5 and 6. Or maybe just 6, because 6 went off the fucking rails for no reason.
So bad.
They got superheroes. That is the equivalent of Ends.
Yeah.
It's Riverdale season 6, but with Michael Myers and no superpowers.
For real.
Okay, so my the thumbnail for this is going to be Michael Myers' face photoshopped onto Archie's body.
Please. Please. Oh my God.
Yeah, I think the other thing I said in my article was that it felt like they just forgot about Laurie. Like, I feel like they ended the movie and then was just like, oh, fuck, Laurie.
Yeah, no, and absolutely. That
was, then they just gave her a half-assed goodbye and it didn't, wasn't good.
No, it was not.
I would have rather follow Karen. I know you're not a Judy Greer fan, but I feel like I would have preferred that because I think we would have got more Laurie interactions.
Judy Greer's character was like her character in Jurassic World, and she just like was really fucking annoying and didn't give a shit about her kids until something actually fucking happened. And trash.
Anyway, Jamie Lee Curtis deserved better. I know she probably doesn't think so, but I do.
She better fucking think she did.
Hope so. Do I have anything else we want to say? Have you just, like, seen the life drain out of me? Because that's how I feel. That's how I felt for, like, a week.
Yes, I do.
I literally left the theater, and I was just, like, staring. And my mom's like, Sammy's trying to think of something. I'm like, I just don't know how to feel.
Yeah.
I wanted to like you so much, Halloween Ends. You're probably going to be on my most disappointed list of our 2022 Wrapped.
So sad.
I really didn't want you to be. The trailers looked so good.
Yeah, the trailers.
But I started avoiding the trailers when so much information was being leaked.
That makes sense.
Well, that was Halloween Ends. And it ended.
Thank God.
Yeah, what a great 10-minute movie. Like, it's crazy that they could do all of that in 15 minutes. Like, it's crazy that that's the decision they decided to do. Because most people would go a 2-hour movie. But they went 15 minutes. It's delightful. Oscar rounds coming up.
Oh my God, no.
I'm waiting for the podcast I listen to cover it because I need to know their thoughts. But I have a feeling they liked it, so.
I hope they do.
But like, they also liked Nope. This is the Dead Meat podcast for anyone listening and who's curious. And they also liked Nope. And the points they made were, I did kind of agree on like, okay, like you're making me like this a little bit more, but I still don't really want to watch it again. So. But yeah. Don't know what we're doing next week.
I don't know either. Okay, well, a problem.
Figure that out. But yeah, this has been Enter the Fangirls. What is our outro? Thank you for joining us on this episode of Enter the Fangirls. You can keep up with us on social media. Our Twitter is Enter the Fang. No, fuck. Our Twitter is Enter Fangirls, and our YouTube and Instagram are Enter the Fangirls.
Make sure you follow us wherever you listen to your podcast, and we can't wait for you to join us on our next episode. Once again, I'm Lexi.
My name's Sam, and this has been Enter the Fangirls.